I am Elder Kevin R. Duncan, General Authority 70 and Executive Director of the Temple Department, and I'm here with my wife, Nancy. President Nelson has asked that I conduct these services. We extend special recognition to Utah Governor Spencer J. Cox and his wife, Abby, and also Ephraim City Mayor John G. Scott and his wife, Valene. In addition, we recognize other church leaders, interfaith, government, and education leaders. We extend our appreciation to all those who have served on the groundbreaking committee as volunteers or in other capacities in the planning and preparation of today's event. We especially thank the local groundbreaking committee coordinators, Brother Jason and Sister Cindelyn Millette. Since the beginning of this dispensation, groundbreaking ceremonies for temples have been a part of church history. The first temple, location revealed to Joseph Smith, was in Independence, Missouri. In those revelations, the Lord identified the spot for the temple and commanded that the land be consecrated and dedicated. To fulfill the Lord's command, a combined groundbreaking and cornerstone ceremony was conducted. As construction techniques have changed over time, the church has moved to a symbolic groundbreaking ceremony to commence the construction of the house of the Lord, and a symbolic cornerstone ceremony, which occurs just before the temple is dedicated. Although today's events do not include the formal laying of the cornerstone, the foundation of this temple will soon be poured. At the cornerstone ceremony of the Logan, Utah Temple, President George Q. Cannon, first counselor in the first presidency, said, quote, "Every foundation stone that is laid for a temple, every temple completed, lessens the power of Satan on earth and increases the power of God and godliness." End quote. We know the power of godliness is received when we receive ordinances in the Lord's house. As we celebrate the commencement of the construction of this house of the Lord, let us remember the reason why we build these sacred temples. It is so that we can make sacred covenants with our Heavenly Father and receive priesthood ordinances that will bind us to Him and to the Savior Jesus Christ. We will begin today with an invocation offered by Sister Shaylee Cartwright, a member of the Price, Utah North Stake. It will then be our pleasure to hear from Elder Walter F. Gonzalez. After Elder Gonzalez's remarks, a choir from the Price and Ephraim Young Single Adult Stakes will sing, "O This Day of Joy and Gladness," conducted by Andrew Staten.
Our dear kind Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity that we had to be here today and to witness the breaking of this holy ground. Thank you for the ordinances that will be done here someday and for all the lives that they will touch. Thank you for all the speakers that we will hear today and for their messages, and we ask for a blessing upon them so that they may get their message across in a way that would please you. Please bless that when the time comes for us to depart, that we shall all do so safely. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I'm very happy to be here today, very feliz to be here today at the feet of our beloved prophet. Having President Nelson with us today is a wonderful gift, a wonderful present, and a wonderful surprise, I'm sure, for many. And President, this kind of surprise we like to have every day. Now, I'm not only happy but grateful for participating in this groundbreaking in the heartland of the church. I recognize the numerous blessings that have originated from here to the rest of the world. For example, my wife and I were baptized in Montevideo, Uruguay, my home country. We were taught and baptized by American missionaries. It should be noted that back then we only have American missionaries in Uruguay. We, Suluma and I, feel gratitude for those missionaries and their families. who encouraged and supported them to teach us the gospel. Those missionaries who taught us were endowed from on high in holy temples. We can only imagine the joy and gratitude of tens of thousands who will have similar experience to ours due to the young missionaries who will be endowed from on high in the Ephron, Utah temple. I like to imagine this temple crowded with covenant people, including the rising generation. I imagine the temple filled with young people, with your children and grandchildren who are here today. They were reserved for this time to gather Israel, to teach and testify of Jesus Christ. After being baptized, I started dating the most beautiful sister in our state, who is here today. And after some time, she became my wife, and we started a family now based on the principles of the gospel. We are so grateful for that. As a family, we have worked on family history and have done temple work for our beloved ancestors. For example, we'll never forget the day that we, my wife and I and our children, did the proxy ordinances for my dear father, Fermin Gonzalez, who died in 1999 without being a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We can only imagine the number of people who will be blessed in the Ephraim Temple as my father was. I only can imagine the ineffable joy and gratitude that this temple will bring in both sides of the veil. As we prepare for this temple, I'd like you to consider that as we see the temple rise from the ground, with each stone that will be placed, with each wall that will be built, we'll be witnessing that we can have a reminder of our need to prepare for this temple. We can do so by making sure that we are worthy and have a current temple recommend. We can also help others prepare to be temple worthy. I like to imagine families where parents teach their children the importance of a temple recommend to make covenants with God. Again, as we see the temple rise from the ground, with each stone that will be placed, with each wall that is built for this portal to heaven, we can be reminded to prepare for this temple by starting now to submit more names to the temple than ever before. This can be another offering as we prepare ourselves for the temple work. Our ability to find people for the temple work will be honed and emboldened as we send names to the temple in an unprecedented way, in unprecedented times. The young people in this temple district can help our generation to use technology, to use means that probably many of our parents could not even have imagined possible. And we, the not-so-young, can help them to build their faith and love for this gathering of Israel on both sides of the veil. Now, I know this gathering of Israel is vital to prepare the second coming of the Lord. I know that in temples we can receive all the necessary ordinances for eternal life and exaltation. I know that we have a prophet in Israel, even President Russell M. Nelson, who is with us today. And I know that Jesus is the Christ, the Holy Messiah, the Anointed One, our Redeemer, our Savior, my all. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we praise thy holy name.
Brothers and sisters, it is now our privilege to hear from our prophet, President Russell M. Nelson. After his message, President Nelson will offer the prayer dedicating this site for the construction of a sacred temple, which will officially conclude our meeting today. After the prayer is concluded, we invite you to remain seated as we proceed with the turning of the soil. After President and Sister Nelson have taken their place to turn the soil, we invite those on the stand, as well as Governor Cox and his wife Abby, Mayor Scott and his wife Valine, and Deacon Fernando Montano, to join us and come forward to turn the soil. After the soil turning has taken place, we ask that you please rise and remain standing as President and Sister Nelson depart. After they have exited, others will be invited to come forward and participate in the turning of the soil. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for being here today. We will now hear from our beloved prophet, President Russell M. Nelson.
I felt sorry for you as you were being cooked in the oven out there, and we were in the shade. And then we got some help, a little heavenly help. This isn't the first time I've seen this kind of thing. So, my dear brothers and sisters, Wendy and I are really grateful for this opportunity to be with you. And we thank the choir for their beautiful number. Thanks for your practicing and perfecting your presentation. We're thankful to be with Elder and Sister Walter Gonzalez. Dear Zulma and Walter have been dear friends for a long time. This is his last official assignment, and I told him he couldn't do it alone. We wanted to be part of it. And we're very pleased to be with Elder and Sister Kevin Duncan, who carries a huge load as the chairman of the executive director of the Temple and Family History Executive Council. Can you hear me okay? Well, gratefully we recognize the presence of Spencer J. Cox, the governor of the state of Utah, John Scott, the mayor of Ephraim, and other state, county, and city officials. We thank each of you for attending this groundbreaking ceremony today. Ephraim and the greater San Pete Valley have a rich history The very first Latter-day Saints entered this valley in the fall of 1849. A year later, the settlement that they established was named Manti. The name coming, of course, from the Book of Mormon. As well as the other towns around. As you drive through these towns, you think you're going through the Book of Mormon again. In 1877, the first stake in this valley was organized. It was named the Sanpete Stake. The first stake president was Canute Peterson. Any relatives of Canute Peterson here? Raise your hand. Well, I thought I'd find more, but do your genealogy and find out. The Sanpete Stake Academy was founded in Ephraim in 1888. It also functioned as a Latter-day Saint grade school. It struggled financially for years. Around the turn of the century, Lorenzo Snow, who was by then president of the church, authorized a $2,000 donation to the school. In gratitude, the name of the school was changed to Snow Academy to honor President Snow as well as his friend and fellow church leader, Erastus Snow. In 1932, Snow became a state college. Both the physical campus and the student body have grown considerably since then. We are most grateful for the faculty, staff, and students of that institution. How we love our youth. Well, the Manti Temple is the jewel of this valley. President Brigham Young offered the prayer of dedication of the site for that temple in 1877 as he was returning home from the dedication of the St. George Temple. The public dedicatory services for the Manti Temple were held 11 years later. Lorenzo Snow gave the dedicatory prayer. The history of this area includes my own family. My dear mother was born in Ephraim, a short ways away from where we stand today. My father was born in Manti. Three of my four grandparents were born in Ephraim. All eight of my great-grandparents lived in Ephraim. All were converts to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in their native countries of England, Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. I don't think they could even talk to each other. The Manti Temple was closed for renovation in 1981 and rededicated in 1985 by President Gordon B. Hinckley. It was my privilege to participate with him in those sacred ceremonies. In March 1985, I was given the assignment to divide the Manti Utah stake. Two new stakes were created: the Ephraim stake and the Snow College student stake. I remember calling Lee R. Barton to preside over the Manti stake. Any of his relatives here? Oh, good. I called Joseph C. Nielsen to preside over the Ephraim stake. Any of his relatives here? And I called Alan P. Jacobson to be the president of the Snow College stake. And if his family here. Well, that's been 37 years ago. So time changes things. I remember ordaining Wilbur W. Cox as a stake patriarch. Wilbur and his wife Nora have now departed this life. Dear friends, and it's nice to know that our esteemed governor, Spencer J. Cox, is related to Wilbur through the governor's paternal line. I've got your genealogy here if you need it. Well, we are here today because of a recent event. Shortly after the April 2021 General Conference, I received very clear instruction that the Manti Utah Temple should be preserved and that a temple should be built in Ephraim, Utah. That news was shared quickly here and throughout the world. Today we will begin the work by breaking ground for another temple in this unique historic valley. Now I invite you to join with me in prayer as I offer the dedicatory prayer on this special site. Our beloved Father in heaven, we thank thee for this inspiring and important event. We express our love for thee. We are grateful for thy love for us as thy covenant people. We thank thee for thy great plan of happiness. We thank thee for the gift of thy beloved Son, his mission and ministry. He is our Savior and Redeemer. His atonement has enabled us to return to thee with our companions and families. For these heavenly possibilities, we are deeply grateful. We love thy Son and revere him as our advocate with thee, our Holy Father. We thank thee for the restoration of the gospel of Jesus Christ in its fullness through the prophet Joseph Smith. We thank thee, O God, for that prophet. We thank thee for the Book of Mormon, the Doctrine and Covenants, other sacred scriptures, the restoration of priesthood authority, and the reality of continuing revelation from thee to thy servants and to thy faithful children. We thank thee for faithful members throughout the world whose tithing finances the building and maintenance of all thy temples. Now, invoking the keys of the holy priesthood, we hereby dedicate and consecrate this site for the building of a house of the Lord, the Ephraim, Utah Temple. Dear Father, as we open this ground, we ask thee to bless this site and hallow it. We pray that the construction of this temple may be accomplished to accommodate thy divine purposes. We pray for thy protection upon all who will work on this project. May no harm or accident befall them. We pray that all who labor on this project will feel the importance of this great and sacred edifice, as it will house sacred ordinances and covenants of eternal significance. We pray that thou wilt thwart the efforts of any who might approach this site with ill intent. Beloved Father, we are deeply grateful for our ancestors. They have laid a foundation of faith that undergirds our spiritual strength. May we learn who they are, find their qualifying information, and bless their lives with sacred rites and offered vicariously in this holy house. Each temple stands as a symbol of Jesus Christ, our mediator with thee, our Heavenly Father. Each temple stands as a sign of our faith in life after death and as a sacred step toward eternal exaltation for us and our families. Please bless thy children here that they may prepare to enter this holy house, make covenants with thee, and receive essential ordinances and blessings of this temple. Please bless the parents to teach their children about the holy temple. Please bless the leaders to help prepare men, women, and youth to participate in proxy ordinances here. May the building of this Ephraim, Utah temple be a wonderful time of preparation in the lives of all who live within these precincts. May they literally become thy covenant people. As we dedicate this ground, we rededicate ourselves to thee and to thy beloved Son. Humbly, we offer this prayer in the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen.